Obviously, carbon tax has been introduced to sort of try and reduce the demand for solid fuel. And we can all understand why, because of the requirement to reduce, you know, emissions of CO2. But the way carbon tax on solid fuel in Ireland is working is that it's actually increasing emissions, because it's driving people away from the efficient fuels that are manufactured in Ireland and that comply with the rules and regulations towards turf, which has no carbon tax on it at all, and towards coal coming in from Northern Ireland, which is to a different environmental standard.
It also will hit jobs.
It will in time hit jobs, because the hardware shops and people like that who sell coal for a living along the border areas in particular, but as far south as that loan, are being completely affected by the cross-border trade.
Among the fuel suppliers, this is obviously a matter of major concern. And you have a group, have you, to... this is one of the issues that arises among you. Is it a matter of discussion?
There is a trade association between for the various importers of coal into Ireland. But that's becoming a smaller and smaller group, because in the last year, Bord na Mona, Galty Fuels, Ted Castles have all disappeared out of the trade because they cannot compete in the trade that now exists.